The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
COVID nightmares, that's a real thing, and a good night's sleep is even harder to come by nowadays. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I had a really scary dream. Well, first of all, I've had more vivid dreams recently than I have had in a long time. But I woke up and I told Otto, I said, man, I dreamed that you left me. Oh. There was some man chasing us. And instead of trying to help me and protect me, he just left.
I just left in your dream?
You left me by myself with this thing, this person who was chasing me. And I was so scared. But more than that, I was angry that you left me.
So that plays perfectly into the COVID dreams that are going on right now. So the person chasing you would be COVID in your dream.
And you left me?
And me leaving you, I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
But that's probably just you being processing whatever is going on during the day.
There might be a little truth to it.
Yeah.
You leaving.
I'm not leaving
you
anywhere.
You know what it is, Automatic? I mean, it's because every time we come across a scary bug or a snake, you run.
There we go.
And you leave me.
Oh, maybe that's why. Yeah,
you leave me. So maybe this scary bug in my dream is so huge, coronavirus, there's no way you're going to protect me. You're going to save yourself.
I guess, yeah, Automatic was able to translate your dream into how it relates to COVID, but I still haven't been able to decipher my dream.
DJ Automatic, maybe you should try to help Anthony out by telling him what his dream means.
All right, Dan, let's hear it.
I promise I'm not high right now, but this is the thing I keep. My reoccurring dream is me, George Clooney, on a boat, and there's a storm going on, and we're fighting off swimming wolves.
Swimming wolves?
Yeah, there's swimming wolves, and me and George Clooney are just like fighting them all. I don't know what it
is. So you're fighting off the COVID too?
That's what it is. The swimming wolves are the COVID. There
you
go.
That's what it is. And why George Clooney's there is maybe you're trying to star with him in a movie one day. I don't know.
There we go. That's it.
I don't have dreams because I smoke weed. So.
Okay, wait. What do you mean?
I have high anxiety, and the way I deal with it is with smoking weed. And when you smoke weed before you go to bed, you will not have dreams, which is a blessing for me because I've had nightmares my entire life.
And right now, they would probably be even worse then.
You're right.
Okay, so this Harvard psychologist, her name is Dr. Barrett. She's actually been collecting and analyzing people's dreams.
There are a lot of these, oh my God, I have it and maybe I'm going to die. And then there are a lot of dreams that have metaphors for the virus, every kind of bug in the world attacking the dreamer.
The metaphor thing makes sense, which is how you were able to analyze the dream, right? For me, I'm being chased by someone and I'm scared. So this COVID is attacking me.
And then Same thing for Anthony with the wolves, and then he's out at sea where he feels like there's corona all around him.
There's no control. When you're at sea, if you've ever been on a boat at sea, you realize how small and puny your human life really is, because it's a crazy place.
I want to clarify, for my dream, they were swimming wolves.
I understand
swimming
that.
Swimming wolves, okay.
But you could never get away from swimming wolves in an ocean.
No way.
There's no way. So that was...
Or George Clooney.
That's my dog. We were on the same team in my dream, me and George Clooney, all right?
Okay, so doctors at Lion Neurosearch Research Center say there's a way to alleviate your suffering. It's called Dream Mastery Techniques. And I'll share with you how you can control your own dreams when we come back. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Coronavirus nightmares. Yes, COVID nightmares are a real thing. And we'll teach you how to control those dreams so that you can get a good night's sleep right now. This second part of our Monday trending topic here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so a Harvard psychologist named Dr. Barrett has been collecting and analyzing dreams and come to the conclusion that a lot of us are having more vivid dreams, not only because we're worried about job security, but it's the anxiety of not knowing this sickness, right? We don't know a lot about coronavirus. Even Dr. Fauci, the world's most renowned infectious disease expert, is like, I just don't know everything about this disease, so I can't tell you.
It's causing an enormous amount of anxiety, and people are dealing with it inside of their dreams, amongst other places.
Anthony A's over here dreaming about coronavirus and George Clooney and wolves in the ocean. Okay. Like, what?
My reoccurring dream is me and George Clooney on what seems to be a warship, fighting off swimming wolves in the middle of a storm. And,
we're doing our job.
It's a good movie. It'd be a good sequel.
It'd be a good sequel.
George, if you want to book it, whoever want to produce that, let me know.
I used to have a recurring dream when I was little, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I was 3 years old, and it was a grasshopper dog. And this dog would chase me down an alley. Grasshopper dog. And the reason it was a grasshopper dog is because I would jump over a fence and it would be able to come over the fence with its grasshopper hind legs. Imagine how scary that is. And the reason...
Well, you were attacked by a dog when you're little and you're afraid of bugs.
Boom. And we were right behind a Dairy Queen, which
round
I love.
Round of applause for the good husband. That is DJ Automatic.
Thank you.
Remember that. There you go.
You did remember that. I do. I have a scar on the right side of my face. I have a lopsided eye. Well, it's not that lopsided, but it's a little crooked, right? It was from the dog. And I had this fear. I never was afraid of dogs, but I was always afraid of getting attacked again. Does that make sense? So when I was little, I didn't have to look at this lion neuroscience research to understand dream mastery techniques. I kid you not, at age 3, I started to control my own dream. Before I would go to sleep, I'd be like, how do I want this to play out? Because I know I'm going to have this dream. So I started playing with the dog. Before I'd go to sleep, I would imagine this over and over. And finally, I learned to control the dream, and it finally stopped at 3. And that's exactly what this study says.
Just as you fall asleep, you can image whatever it is you want to dream about very vividly. And that greatly increases the odds that you'll have the dream you're requesting.
That's incredible to hear. But I was thinking about being a child going through that kind of trauma. You just learn to cope, right? You figure out in your own mind how to deal with things. That's kind of how we have to go through this pandemic. We've got to learn to cope. Now, do you want to stop dreaming about George Clooney? I don't know, Anthony. It's a pretty damn good dream. If you ask me, you got George Clooney in it.
Sounds like a blockbuster to me.
It really does. But if you want to stop having those scary dreams, remember, dream mastery techniques. You can imagine something positive before you go to sleep. Turn off the news because it's filled with negative images. Turn it off for a moment. Put the radio on. Put some music on. You know, something positive. Even those like calm apps, we fall asleep to the sounds of ocean.
Well, one thing they say to do to control your dreams is to turn off all screens, including your phone, an hour before you go to bed, because it helps you clear the mind.
Yeah, that's important to do just for your own health. I encourage that. So, yeah.
Dream mastery techniques. I'll share the techniques with you online right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show.
We're not talking about wet dreams.
No, Anthony A. This ain't J. Cole.
Only he can do it. Time goes by. A text is getting deepened. Wet dreaming,
thinking that I'm smashing, but I'm sleeping. I want it bad. Back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, I helped my boyfriend start a business, and now he thinks he's above me. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so this message is like very long and detailed. So let me give you the brief synopsis. They've been together for over 7 years. 90% of the time, she's been the breadwinner. She helped him start his own business. Now look, he's making good money, but he's also getting a lot of attention from women. He's hanging out with his boys more, going out, staying out all hours of the night, and threatening her, I'll leave if you don't like it. Well, if you don't like it, you leave. You know, just back and forth.
He's
like
got those big boy pants on now.
Yeah. He's like, I'm doing my thing now, girl. Why would he act like this? First of all, DJ Automatic and Anthony A. And how does she respond to this new guy all of a sudden?
Well, because he's up one, right? To quote the great Chicago philosopher, he's going to get on and leave you for a white chick.
And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl.
Oh, Kanye West.
Yes.
Yeah,
now right? I'm not saying that he's getting on and leaving her for another woman, but the metaphor there is he's going to get on and live a better life and feel that he could leave you in the past. I think this is the guy who he always was at the time. I think you just fell for the rope-a-dope. He played you. You got played, sis.
I basically grew up with this. My mom was the breadwinner for pretty much until I moved out of the house.
Okay, Automatic.
So until I moved out of 17. And then when my dad's company started taking off, all of a sudden my dad had a whole different attitude. And he wasn't like, he didn't want to hear anything from him but anybody else because he had a successful business and he was in charge of it. And if you didn't like it, then you could kiss his.
Hold on, because your mom helped him build that business by taking care of the family all those years. What do you mean?
I mean, she did. She, like I said, she was the breadwinner and she floated that company for many years. And honestly, that was the beginning of the demise of their relationship, was when he started making enough money to where he could be like, I don't need you.
Oh my God, that is so hurtful. Well, I have some advice for her when we come back. This is a tough one because she loves this man, but the way he's treating her, it doesn't seem like he is reciprocating those feelings. So we'll return with Dear Dana next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you just turned the radio on, dear Dana, this is the message I got from Instagram. It says, I've been with my man for 7 years. 90% of the time, I've been the breadwinner. I helped him start his own business. Now he's making good money, getting all this attention from other women, going out, staying out all hours, and threatens me constantly that if I don't like it, I can leave. How do I handle him? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Anthony A, your theory is this is a guy he's always been. He's the Kanye West. When Kanye said this.
And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl.
And my recommendation at this point right now is to leave. Leave the situation.
Just leave the man.
And let's do it. Because women are good at this. Do a little leave test. All right, maybe disappear for 2 weeks and see how he reacts. That's always a good one right there.
A leave test?
A leave test.
My mom pulled that one.
Dude.
It didn't work out in her favor.
Oh. Well, they're divorced. Automatic, tell the story real quick. Your mom, dad, kind of went through this.
So if you were listening earlier, I said, you know, this is basically what happened with my mom and dad. My mom floated my dad's business. My dad's business took off.
Then we're all talking of a sudden, years, though. Decade,
yeah, decades. Yeah. Yeah. And it took off. And then the relationship changed. I mean, there's other things that played into it changing, but the money had a big thing to deal with it. And so my mom took Anthony's advice. It wasn't Anthony's advice at the time, but she tried the whole little I'm going to move out thing. And he was like, all right, cool.
And he filed for divorce.
Damn. Well, I mean, that's the other reality of it, right? Is that he really isn't interested in a relationship anymore. And do you want to invest any more into that?
That's what I said. That was my answer to her. I said, in the relationship, if there's no respect and there's no mutual love, the relationship isn't real anyway. You're hanging on to the idea of what the relationship once was, not what the relationship is right now. This is not love. This is an idea that you have in your head. You both entered into this relationship with mutual love and respect, but at this moment, it's not that. So don't hang on to something not worth holding on to. And I realize that that's easier said than done because I know you're afraid. It's hard. You're afraid to be alone. Don't be afraid. You will find someone who'll give you the respect you deserve in time when you're ready. If you have any advice for this woman, please share it at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The governor of Kentucky has just ended a beef with Tupac Shakur over stimulus checks. What is going on? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. WTF story is on your radio of Dana Cortez.
I'm confused. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Governor Andy Beshear has contacted a Kentucky resident named Tupac Shakur to apologize for this statement.
Now, understand that, unfortunately, it's going to take a little bit of time in these because a couple of bad apples can make this challenge that much more difficult. For instance, we had somebody apply for unemployment for Tupac Shakur here in Kentucky, and that person probably thought they were being funny. They probably did, except for the fact that because of them, we've got to go through so many other claims that one person thinking that they were funny, using somebody else's identity, is going to make tens of thousands, potentially, of other people wait.
So, just to play devil's advocate, would you guys have thought Tupac Shakur was really filing for unemployment in Kentucky?
Everybody knows he's still alive, DJ Automatic. Yes!
Come with me. Hail Mary, run quick, see.
Turns out 100% Tupac Shakur is a real person in Kentucky. His name is Tupac Malik Shakur, and he was laid off from the restaurant that he works at. He's very upset. He said he felt embarrassed because Beshear called him out like that. He said he was also hurt because he needs money.
We also need to note that he does not go by Tupac Shakur. He goes by Malik Shakur because he doesn't want to explain to everybody that he's not the real Tupac.
Well, what happened after that? Like, what's going on with the governor, though? Well,
the governor had to retract his statement and apologize to Tupac Shakur.
Now, somebody an apology tonight. You know, last night I spent a little bit of time talking about fraudulent claims holding us up and mentioned an individual that had filed in the name of Tupac Shakur. I didn't know, and it's my fault. We have a Kentuckian who goes by Malik, whose name is Tupac Shakur. I talked to him on the phone today. I apologized.
According to Tupac Shakur, a.k.a. Malik, he accepted the governor's apology and also said, I can kind of understand how he might doubt Tupac Shakur needs his stimulus check and unemployment right now.
I would have preferred if he had dropped this.
Yo, I ain't got no friends.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Most definitely. Can you even imagine if Tupac Shakur would have dropped that one for Governor Bashir?
He would have got invited to Thug's Mansion.
WTF Story here on the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back with more in less than 5 minutes from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How about we switch it up a little bit here on the Dana Cortez Show for one confession, and we bring you some positivity in regards to quarantine. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Look, I know it's hard to be in self-quarantine. There are a lot of bad things, but there are also some very good things that we can all take away from this self-quarantine. So what I'd like to do is open the phone lines to the people first, and then we can tell what we're getting out of this quarantine, okay? 833-DANA-SHOW. Maddie Sky, line two, what is your favorite thing about quarantine?
At first, quarantine was difficult. I, of course, missed being social and being able to go places, but I think I've adjusted to the introvert life, and I've really like the tone of things, of being able, you're not having to rush to be anywhere. My normal life, I'm usually rushing and double booking myself to be in three places all in one day, and that's all gone out the window. And it's nice just to relax and get what I need to get done as far as work goes and get things done around the house and not have to worry about rushing to get ready or rushing to be somewhere all the time.
I love that what you've just said is you're prioritizing yourself as well. It can't just be about work and everybody else. You have to be the best you can, and that means taking care of yourself.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are taking time to do that. I think even I am learning so much about like skincare on TikTok. As odd as that sounds, I'm learning so much. And just like the TikTok is a big source of like entertainment now. And there's so many, even like there's like therapists on TikTok that talk to you about all sorts of things. And skincare is the biggest thing I'm learning on there. I'm just picking in all the different information.
I love that you said that about TikTok, because I have seen the skincare. I've seen cooking. I've seen people teach you to cook an entire meal in under 60 seconds with just quick
steps. I've also seen a lot of bad dancing.
I have seen a lot of bad dancing.
You got to filter through that.
There's that too.
I've contributed that to TikTok, actually. I'll be honest. You know, I gave in and started the TikTok for the Dana Cortez Show because I realized there's so much information on there. But even more so, like to her point, taking care of yourself. We can all do a little more of that. I'm pulled into 50 different directions. If it wasn't for self-quarantine when it comes to Ava-matic, her cheer, her school, this, that, my household as a wife, automatic, you're traveling. Like, you know, there's a lot of things going on.
We definitely downshifted.
Think about it, Otto. We're married. We work together. We're constantly in motion. This is the one chance we get to just breathe for a moment. Everybody should try to do that. Yeah, well, let's call our very good friend, Adam Ornelas. What is his official title with Chipotle?
He's the marketing influence strategist for Chipotle.
And he's been
the guy who runs their Twitter and Instagram, basically.
Yeah. He's the guy behind many a viral moment here for the Dana Cortez Show. Let's hit him up and see how he's feeling. I did text him earlier and tell him we're going to hit him up, and he said he was sleeping late. So that's probably one of his favorite things.
Hello.
Hello, Adam Ornelas. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What you doing?
Just waking up. I'm still in bed.
That is his number one favorite thing about being in quarantine. Oh, yeah. Sleeping late. Don't lie.
Oh, big time.
I thought you were still being a Bears fan, traitor.
Oh.
For those who don't know what's going on right now, let me unpack it. My good friend Adam Ornelas, used to be a Raider fan, and he's not. That's for a later topic, though.
Did you give up on the Raiders?
Yeah, he switched teams, dude.
You really are smart.
Well, here's the thing, Otto. I was in a bad place in those frozen temperatures in Chicago, and my mind was, it was gone at the time, you know, after the Khalil Mack trade. And
you can't flip like that.
He went to be a Vikings fan. That's for later.
You can't.
Were a Vikings fan, too? Fair weather.
You're a Vikings fan. You're a genius.
Okay. Back to the topic. We're getting off topic here. What is your favorite thing about quarantine besides sleeping late, obviously?
Probably, honestly, connecting with family and friends through FaceTime more than I ever have. I used to make a joke that it was FaceTime by accident. You get butt dialed FaceTime. But now, when you get FaceTime from someone, you know it's because they want to hit you up and want to talk to you. And so, like, just talking to people more, having more in-depth conversations, and connecting with loved ones with the tools that we have right now.
Do you feel like you have a sense of appreciation for your family more so now than you did before?
Yes.
That's how I feel, 100%. Too. Like, I think you take for granted, right? A lot of that. And then people are getting sick and you're seeing people lose loved ones and you're like, wait a minute. I need to call my family more. I need to call my mom more. I need to pay attention to my fam.
Yeah. I mean, before quarantine, where it's like, if you didn't want to go home or you had the option to travel, right? And now you don't even have an option to go visit family or anything. So that's pretty tough.
Oh, Adam, thank you so much for sharing that. We just wanted to shed some positivity on the quarantine. It's hard for all of us, but there are some good things coming out of it.
And you know what? There was a reason for this phone call. I'm going to steer you in the right direction. Just go ahead and be a Vikings fan, okay, Adam?
Oh, man. Otto, I saw your hair this morning, bro.
How do you feel about that?
Let's talk about that real quick. Dude, I'm in the same train. I haven't had a haircut for a month and a half.
Did you cut your own hair?
No, this is precious cargo on top, man. Only professionals touch this hair.
Automatic told me to cut the back of his hair, and I cleaned it up nice. Oh, it was it looked fine. But then he decided, he felt real confident. He decided to cut his own hair. Awful. It looks crazy, man.
Guys, you know what? It's growing out, okay?
You know what we're going to have to do later inside Two Dudes, One Studio? We might have to actually get Damian Lillard on the phone. He's one of the heads of the Raider Nation. And me and Damian Lillard might have to delegate to see if we're going to allow Adam, our good friend, back over to the Raider Nation.
You get Damian Lillard on the phone, I'm a Raiders fan.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Adam. We appreciate you. Bye.
All right.
We want to hear from you. What's your favorite thing about quarantine? 833-DANA-SHOW. We'll put you on the radio next.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What's your favorite thing about quarantine? That's what we're talking about on What Confession Today here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, Automatic, you need to shed a little light on your favorite thing. What you feeling so far about this quarantine?
First thing, I want to be clear. I don't like quarantine. I'm done with it.
I get it, but we're trying to be positive.
I am being positive. But, you know, my normal Debbie Downer self had to, like, throw a little negativity in there before I sprinkled some positivity. My favorite thing about quarantine is probably that I had the time to plant the salsa garden. That is actually starting to grow. I'm finally keeping the dogs out of it, and it's finally starting. My corn's already coming up. I know corn doesn't go in salsa unless you're white, but I don't.
Automatic. You can make some salsa with some mango, some of that, you know, little corn. And stuff,
I don't like that. I don't like that kind of salsa. But yeah, my salsa garden is starting to sprout.
I'm proud of you for doing that too, because you built it. I thought we were going to go buy stuff. You said, no, we got enough wood here and everything. So he built the garden, did everything, figured out how to keep the dogs out. And now we're actually going to have fresh tomatoes, jalapenos, cebolla, cilantro, corn. So it's a good thing.
You're saying that only white people put corn on salsa?
Pretty much.
That's a hot take.
He's white. He can say that. Anthony, what's your favorite thing about quarantine so far?
Two things. One is the fact that being a couch potato is now a patriotic American act.
Absolutely.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you could sit there and be celebrated for doing absolutely nothing, count me in. Next to that, though, probably have to be all my fake quarantine relationships that I'm in.
Bruh.
Explain.
Well, you remember last week, Automatic, he had some girl at our Netflix watch party. I never heard of her, Alyssa. I'm like, who's this? He's like, this is my Bumble date. She was all over the comments and everything.
Well, it's cool because I got four girlfriends. I got one on Bumble. I got one on Tinder. I got one on Snapchat. And then they're all like, well, after quarantine's over, we'll hang out. And I'm like, sure. So that's cool. It's keeping me entertained. And I feel like it's still innocent. Right?
Are you doing phone sex right now?
Oh, no way, dude.
Oh, all right.
Automatic.
So wait, I've never done it is my thing. I don't know if I have the lines for it.
Automatic, don't even go there. I'm not even trying to talk about anything like that, okay? We're moving on to my favorite thing about quarantine before I pick the phones up. I love that my house is like white glove clean. I am somebody who keeps my house extremely clean. Like, I clean the toilets every other day. I'm washing sheets, like my baseboards get cleaned every week. I'm on my hands and knees. And now I have my whole familia in La Casa to help me clean. And I love
Yeah, that's my favorite thing too.
Do you guys think that there's actually a phone sex coach? Or like maybe like a phone sex?
Well, Automatic is here. He can help you.
I know. Ask Dana, I got the moves.
Whoa.
Down in the DM is like a whole other thing.
Let's go to phone lines. 833 Dana Show. Lie to Miss Tita. You've been holding for a very long time. What's your favorite thing about quarantine?
There's a lot of things I like about quarantine. I actually learned how to cook.
Hey! You learned a new skill.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
I bought a crock pot, an air fryer, and a rice maker.
Really in there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really doing it. My favorite things to cook are red chili ribs right now.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that just sounds, my mouth watered.
Literally, my mouth watered when you said that.
I thought you were going to say waking up and every day being Sunday and being able to wake and bake, but.
But that's an everyday thing. Like, that's not.
See, like, that didn't change. I was doing that before quarantine. Okay, what else do you like about quarantine?
What else do I like?
She forgot because it's too much wake and bake.
Yeah, it's a 420 day every day.
Your answer was perfect because anybody listening, if you've ever wanted to do something, here's your chance to do it. Don't come out of this and have done nothing, but I don't know, you know, maybe wasted your time watching some, you know, binge watching on Netflix or something. Come out of this learning something new, bettering yourself, reading some books, gaining some kind of knowledge, right?
Yeah, don't just come out of it with a bad haircut.
Oh. Was that a shot at me there?
No,
I'm taking care of my hair. My hair's getting longer. I deep clean my whole place. I found new trails to run. Oh, I've been doing it all.
Yes, girl, yes. Take the time to be a better you. Take some knowledge out of this. Thank you so much for sharing that. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys.
Share your favorite thing about quarantine on our social media. We want to continue this conversation online. Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Instagram, at Dana Cortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Mark my words, boys and girls, this is one of the biggest debates to ever go down in the history of the world, the planet. Lauryn Hill versus Cardi B. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm the judge today. DJ Automatic in this corner takes Lauryn Hill.
Ready or not.
Anthony A in this corner takes Cardi B.
Can you please explain to the people why we are doing this today?
Well, because off the air, you guys had a little argument. And on the air, we've had the same argument. Anthony A keeps saying that Cardi B is the greatest female rapper ever. Mm-hmm. And DJ Automatic.
Which is completely wrong.
And DJ Automatic keeps saying, no, you're leaving out a lot of women, including Lauryn Hill.
Here I come.
So who wants to approach the bench first? I say we begin this debate now.
I'm going to let Anthony go because his artist has way less accolades, so we'll get through it way quicker.
DJ Automatic, please step away from the bench. It is not your turn, okay? Save it for your argument. Anthony A., go ahead.
Yes, I want to make it clear that we are debating Lauryn Hill versus Cardi B because they each have one album, right?
Yes.
Now, Nicki Minaj, people are saying, what about Nicki? Now, she has a sophomore album and a couple other ones, too. So we got to wait for these great ladies to get there before we can start bringing in that conversation.
Got it.
Now, I do not think Nicki Minaj is the greatest female MC of all time because Cardi snatched that crown away in 2015. So let's start with this. Queen Cardi B, might I mention, she's the first female MC to ever win a rap Grammy album. Never, ever, 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 ever has been done before the great Cardi B. Not to mention, Cardi B's influence is the reason trap Latin music is a staple and not like reggaeton that fell
down.
Can
we hit the wrong button?
DJ Automatic, step away from the bench, please. I told you, you're coming up next. Hold on.
Tell me, have you seen her? Let me wrap my weave up. I'm the trap Selena. Them and my gasoline.
Oh, that's amazing that you brought up motorsport, Dana, because I was talking about the other one that went number one. This one right here.
I need the dollars to just beat it up like a
But when we start getting into number ones and Cardi B, she got more than any female MC has ever had in the history of hip-hop.
Okay, valid points. So we're going to do things a little differently. I'm going to let you approach the bench next, DJ Automatic. Your client is Lauryn Hill. Why do you think Lauryn Hill is greater than Cardi B?
Well, I'd like to refer to her as L Boogie right now because she is the greatest female rapper of all time. Maybe it's the diamond record she has where she won album of the year, not rap album of the year, with her classic. When I say classic, don't take that lightly. Album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which is without a doubt one of the greatest hip hop albums of all time, period, which had this humongous solo. Let me reiterate that. Solo number one song, yeah. Doo-wop.
You gotta teach your children. You gotta teach your daughters, ladies, about that song right there.
So, do you need me to name some more solo songs that were number
DJ Automatic, step down, please. It is not your turn.
Because I can get into the groups that were number one in those diamond albums, too.
Stop. When we come back, we continue this battle.
I can't use the Fugees?
No.
Well, how can I not use the Fugees?
First of all, for the jury,
I'll let you have the Migos.
Omit that from the transcript. I just did. I mentioned Motorsport. Omit that from the transcript. Neither client can use groups, okay? This is about their own projects. When we return.
Well, Cardi's SOL then.
Shut the f*** up.
When we return, Anthony A. will continue his fight for Cardi B. DJ Automatic will continue his battle for Lauryn Hill. Who's the greatest female artist to ever do it? I'll deliver my verdict when the Dana Cortez Show debate continues next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B versus Lauryn Hill. The debate continues here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right. DJ Automatic, you are defending Lauryn Hill. Anthony A., you are defending Cardi B. I got to say, this is tough. This is tough. I'm the judge, and I'm having internal turmoil at this very moment, trying to decide who wins. Anthony A., take the stand, please, sir, for your client.
I believe Cardi B should be recognized as the greatest female MC to ever grace hip-hop, not only because she's the Madonna of rap, but she's also done things and accomplished feats that no female MC has ever done prior to that. And Invasion of Privacy, as we still enjoy many slaps from it today, seems to be what is called a timeless hip-hop album. And Time Magazine also voted Invasion of Privacy the best female album of the decade of the 2010s. So shout out to Cardi B. Okur.
Say low. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes.
Well, you know, I will agree with you on that. Your client has a classic. I mean, we'll be listening to Bodak Yellow for many years to come. Anthony A., you may now step down. DJ Automatic, please approach the bench. Thank you very much. Have a seat. Okay, DJ Automatic, please step up. Your client is Lauryn Hill. Automatic, tell me more about her.
Besides the fact that she went diamond, which no one ever does anymore, that she got the best album of the year for The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, including the four other Grammys she got for this album, and that she had two number one singles off that album with no features, which the other one, the first one was Doo Wop, the second one was this one right here.
No matter how big we grow, you always seem to let me know it ain't working, it ain't working.
I'm in my feels right now, DJ Automatic. You got me in my feels with that song.
Everyone is. And here's the nail in the coffin, Anthony, okay? Lauryn Hill has way more street credibility than Cardi B will ever have.
And why is that, DJ Automatic?
Because she has done time in jail. She did 3 months in jail for tax evasion.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy. As a matter of fact, that's why Lauryn Hill's album is in the Library of Congress. I think IRS said we need to take that, too.
I thought you were coming with some facts for DJ Automatic's client, so I'm ready to deliver my verdict.
Let's hear it.
I think that both women are equally as good.
And I knew this was coming. Danny wasn't going to pick a winner.
I'm throwing the case out. No, two legends can coexist.
No, you're right.
There can be more than two greats, three greats, four greats, and I get it. It's hip-hop. You want to pit each other against each other. Look, I'm here to say I believe Cardi B's second album, her sophomore album, will be greater than her first album. No, because Lauryn Hill only had one album.
But she had two other Fuji albums that, without Lauryn Hill, the Fugees would never have been anything.
Silence in the courtroom before I have you ejected, sir. Lauryn Hill's one album transcends anything that a lot of artists try to do with multiple albums. It's a classic album. Kanye West said it's one of the projects that influenced him in hip-hop, not just because it's a woman, because it's such a great album. Think about Drake's song, nice for what? He sampled X Factor. Yes. That album will live on forever. So to the two queens, Lauryn Hill and Cardi B, I love you both. That's your debate. If you want to vote, head on over to social media because we're continuing this conversation online at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Question I received from one of my female friends on Instagram. What does a man really look for when he thinks about dating a new woman? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
It is what guys think. So Automatic, you have said, you and I are married. We're very much in love. We've been married over 10 years now. You know, congratulations to us. But when you first met me, you said straight up, you were not looking at me as someone you wanted to
We were in two different parts of our life. You had already been married, had kids, and I had never even lived with a woman at that point. So, yeah, I saw you in a whole different light. I saw you as somebody that was way down the further down the road of life than I was.
Okay. Anthony, you're single. Have you ever thought about marrying anyone that you've dated?
No.
Never?
No.
But it never even crossed your mind.
I want to back it up a little bit, though, too, to also marinate on the fact that Dana was a little bit more heftier, so maybe that's why Automatic didn't see her in the light. Right? Am I right?
No. Hold on.
Are we talking looks, or are we talking, like, personality traits here?
So I think it was both, right? Yes, I was, as the guys affectionately call me, Big Dana.
She was Big Dana when I met her.
When I first met DJ Automatic. But I was also at a different place in my life.
She was also married when I met her.
Yeah, we had no interest in each other. Yeah, had a girlfriend. I was married. It wasn't like that. That's a show for another day. Okay, right now we're talking about what do men look for in a woman. Let's take a phone call. We have Frank on the line. Single dad, looking for love. What do you look for in a woman? What do you find attractive in a woman?
When I meet someone, you've got to have family values. You've got to have family values. Communication is very important. If there's no communication, it's not going to happen. Compromising, especially if you're bringing other children into a relationship.
Oh, that's big. That's so big.
You must compromise. If you can't communicate and compromise, you can't continue.
Are you willing to date a woman with kids? Is that okay with you?
Almost. I have. I mean, my kids that I have, I raised four boys on my own as a single parent.
Wow.
I do counseling. I do family. I do domestic violence. You know, there's things. And I think that's what keeps me going with my boys. You know, and unfortunately, when I meet a woman, you got to have family values. And if you don't have that and I don't see that, then unfortunately, I can't do it.
How important are looks on a scale of 1 to 10?
Looks for me is...
Don't lie, Frank. I've got the truth-o-meter on you. I've got the truth-o-meter.
I have to be attracted to you.
Okay.
There's got to be something. May it be your hair. May it be your face. You know, I mean, there's got to be something. I mean, that's important. I mean, everything's important, you know, just sex. Everything's important. You know,
it's got to hit. It's got to hit every angle. I get it. It's got to hit every angle.
You got to keep that flame going. You got to keep that flame going. It's the three C's. The three C's. Communication. It's got to. Compromising to continue.
Are you a father?
We should run the truth meter on Frank right now. Let's see. Is he telling the truth? Yes, he is. He's telling the truth. Yes, he is.
You can ask my kids. You can ask my family. You know, I was recently met someone, but unfortunately, it just didn't happen. There was no family. I didn't see no family values in this lady.
Oh, so Frank had to cut her off.
On to the next one.
Well, let me tell you something. As a woman who has children from previous relationships, it's very important to me that DJ Automatic accepted my daughters. It's got to be about my kids. Why would you want to be with a woman who didn't care about her kids?
I wouldn't.
And the same goes for a man. When a man doesn't take care of his children, why would you want to be with that man? He makes every excuse. Oh, the mom don't let me in. No. If a man don't take care of his kids or a woman doesn't take care of their kids, they're not good people, period.
But that doesn't always... But for me, that doesn't mean family values. For me, family values is someone who respects her mothers and stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely.
So it was interesting to hear the perspective of this father. And yeah, I guess you guys are right. The whole kid thing does come into play. But as a man with no kids, for me, family values... Are you respectful to your parents and this and that?
It's interesting you say that because I watched Automatic. He's so good to his mom. And so I knew he'd be good to me. That's my rule. I think the way a man treats his mother is the way he's going to treat you. All right. So men, what do you look for when you are looking for a partner? DJ Automatic and Anthony A will get real. We come back. Ladies, turn your radio up. What guys think is all about you. 833 Dana Show. Hit the phones. You're on the radio next. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's What Guys Think question comes from one of my friends on Instagram. I call everybody my friend. If you follow me, we're friends, okay? I don't have a lot of friends. And she's been
in a relationship. There, you got like 50,000.
What? But that's Ms. not for Ms. all my friends.
Miss Verified account over
anyway,
here.
Anyway, she says,
you're my verified friend.
I wish I was
verified.
Blue check Dana.
Can I get to the question? Yeah. She was in a relationship for 2 years. She exited the relationship. They're cool. They're friends, whatever. It's been 8 months and she's ready. She's like, you know what? I could start dating now. I don't have any hangups, anything. However, I want to know, what does a man look for in a woman? So ladies, turn your radio up and the guys are going to answer honestly. Welcome to What Guys Think on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so Anthony, I'm very interested in hearing your answer and the reason why.
I'm interested in too. Are you going to be honest or not?
Yeah.
Okay, you date so many types of women though. Everybody looks different. Everybody's got a different background. Like, but what are you looking for in a woman?
I think I'm pretty proud of my repertoire, right? You know, the women I've dated from like Corinne to like Natalie. It's in a big extreme.
You definitely don't discriminate color.
That's right, right? Right? So no. Shout out to that. But I will say for me, as a comedian, right, the biggest thing that I really kind of look for is how good is our banter and our conversation?
Like, is very important.
I'm really, really, really attracted to wit. I'm starting to find out about myself.
Really?
Like the girls that are witty or can make me laugh. And it has to happen organically. I do hate this, though. It is a turnoff when girls try to be overly funny. And that's
people in general.
Yeah,
though.
So wit really kind of does, it really does attract me. And a good sense of humor. Like that's really, really big for me.
That reminds me of a fake waitress. You ever go, hi, can I take your order? Like just talk to me, girl. Just talk to me. You know, don't talk like that in real life.
I like girls who take stands for themselves on little things when you first meet them. We talk about how the representative is the first person you meet.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people just agree with things to be nice. Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
Be your own person, yes. Ladies. That's what men like. Now, what about looks, Anthony? I noticed you left the looks out.
I was going to say.
Conveniently.
Doesn't matter. Pretty hair and pretty face, for sure. Like, pretty hair, pretty face, and a nice smile and full lips.
Okay, so you... Okay, all right. Nice smile, full lips, pretty hair, pretty face. And I didn't know hair mattered with
hair. Hair matters for men. It's a big deal.
And especially if you're an A1 cuddler like me, I need your hair to smell like roses, okay? Not like cigarette smoke, all right?
Yeah, you know what? We could do a show on deal breakers, for real. Very soon, we should do that. DJ Automatic, when you and I met, we had no intentions of dating. You had a girlfriend, I was married, whatever. The world, universe worked, and here we are. However, you did say some things... on the radio, I've got documented proof.
So, you can't just say that. You have to say, okay, Dan and I were doing this show for 2 years before we got together. You were divorced for how long before we got together?
A long time.
You said,
I would never be with a woman who has kids. That's not ever something I would do. And here you are. So what did you look for in a woman and what changed your mind about that?
I mean, of course, I'm a man. So the first thing that attracts me is looks. I'm going, hair, face, body, all that. Yeah, I'm just being honest. The next thing, though, is intelligence. If I can't have a conversation with you, we can't be together. I've always been attracted to intelligent women and women that are driven, that have goals, that I feel like are going to bring something to the party. If you're just coming to latch on, that is the least attractive thing you can be. I don't need somebody to support. I need a partner.
Okay, well, speak on it. So that's what changed your mind, you think? I mean, other than the fact that I just got knocked up, I mean...
And you're a good partner.
All right, so we would like to continue this conversation online. Women want to know, men, what do you look for when you are seeking out a partner? At Dana Cortez on Instagram, Facebook Dana Cortez Show. It's What Guys Think. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, my fiancé-to-be will not stop flirting with her coworker in front of my face. Sincerely, Roy Anderson from The Office.
Oh. I was like, where are you going with this?
I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Yes, sir. The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And I just want to get out the gate and air it out that, yes, Jim Harper from The Office is a dirty Mac. And Roy should have been able to punch him in the face.
Okay, so it's funny that you're bringing this up. Just yesterday, Ava tells me, you know, Jim gets a lot of credit for being a nice guy.
Nope.
And what he did with Pam and what he did to Roy wasn't right.
It wasn't right, dog.
And I was like, where did that come from? And she was like, I don't know. I was just watching The Office, and I was just thinking, Jim's not that cool. And I was like, you should talk to Anthony about it because he has the same like theory on it.
And the reason why I brought it up today is because I got to travel back to our actual Dear Dana, where a lady wrote in and said that she's been holding her man down for some time. Help start his business, and the business is flourishing. And of course, I think you guys already know where this is going. He doesn't care about the relationship anymore. He doesn't want to be in a relationship anymore.
He's on to bigger and better things.
Forget the thought of being monogamous. That's not in his agenda at all.
No.
So that got us to talking. Like, what do you do? Should she stand? Because she was like kind of at odds with it, right, Automatic?
Yeah, she is. But I think the advice you gave her was the perfect thing to say was, leave now. You already know. He's showing his true colors. If that's who he really is, you don't want to be with him, and he's not going to change.
And you know what I was thinking about, too? Another thing that might be making you stay in that relationship is your own pride. Is your
like,
own
oh,
ego.
I did this for you. Yes. I did this for you. You owe me something. And the thing that sucks for her is they're not married, so she's not going to get anything. She said, you know, supporting a man and his business without putting getting that ring on your finger came back to bite you in the ass.
Too bad I could have set her up with Roy Anderson from The Office.
He married up too, remember?
Oh, he did. Shout out to Roy from The Office for the bounce back, all right? Oh, my God. And today, also on the Dana Cortez Show, it's Viral Video Day. So we were counting down our favorite viral hits from all time.
Yes.
All time. And, of course, we got to shout out the OG, Charlie Bit My Finger.
Charlie Bit Me.
Can't go wrong with that one.
No.
But Two Dudes, One Studio, we voted on our favorite viral video of the day, and it is this one right here.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white Vans.
Classic.
My favorite thing about it, though, it inspired Jay-Z to rap about it on Pusha T's Drug Dealers Anonymous.
Damn, Daniel, FBI keep bringing them all white Vans through.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.